This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. You know that one friend who always finds the best travel deals, picks the right cards, and somehow ends up in first class for the price of economy? Then Smart Travel is like that friend, but in podcast form. They cover all things travel finance, like which travel cards earn their keep and which are just heavy, shiny metal. The quick math for knowing when to pay with points or just swipe away, and planning group trips that won't ruin your budget or your friendships. Travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
That is the sound of a monk's ritual. And this is what a day traveling in Bhutan truly sounds like. In this immersive episode, you'll hear my live reactions, the haunting sounds of morning prayers, an epic Bhutanese lunch, vibrant festival celebrations, and the calls of nature on a village walk. From quiet moments to the energy of daily life, this is Bhutan, raw and unfiltered. If you ever wondered what a day here sounds like, you're in for a treat. So sit back, relax, and step into the majestic soundscapes of the Land of the Dragon. Welcome to the Winging It Travel Podcast, your weekly ticket to the world, dropping every Monday and hosted by me, James Hammond, proudly part of the Voyascape Network. This is a travel podcast that throws out the itinerary and dives straight into the raw, real, and unpredictable essence of global exploration, chasing moments over milestones, those spontaneous encounters, immersive sounds, and unforgettable stories. Whether I'm hiking up volcanoes in Guatemala or camping under the stars in British Columbia. I've met incredible people, seen breathtaking places, and collected unforgettable stories. I now get to share them with you alongside some of the most diverse and well-traveled guests from around the world. Expect engaging conversations that bring fresh perspectives and inspiring travel tales. There are also raw, reflective solo episodes where I share personal insights, practical tips, and honest stories from the road. This is a podcast for travelers, dreamers, backpackers, and anyone who's ever thought, "What if I just went for it and traveled?" If you're looking for stories to tell, tips to share, and experiences to inspire, then you're in the right place. There's so much travel content coming your way, it might just spark that trip you've been dreaming about for years. You can find Winging It and more fantastic travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com. The link is in the show notes. Let's go and explore the world.
Cold.
Oh.
Yeah.
An early morning walk for sunrise and a view over Thimphu.
I think if I could define Bhutan before I was here, it'd be this temple on a hill with this view. Look at that, misty Thimphu. Wowzers.
Time for breakfast and a cup of tea. With a view.
For the breakfast,
yeah.
With the llama over here, we have.
You dim not what you.
First, with the tea, it goes as a snacks. This is a roasted rice.
Yeah.
This one is red rice, spinach with cheese.
Yeah.
And this one is egg.
Yeah.
This one is cheese with the butter.
Oh.
Fried cheese.
Okay.
Yeah. This one is chili paste.
Yeah.
Dry chili paste.
Yeah. Okay. Amazing.
Time to enjoy another cup of tea with the llama. Intriguing conversations. After a great breakfast and four cups of tea, now it's time for a walk to the temple. I'm going to witness the monk's morning ritual. It's the last one of the year, and I'm not sure what to expect. There should be plenty of sights and sounds to get stuck into. I can't wait. The monks are gathering and filtering in to the temple. Soon the call to prayer will be announced. it has begun. And my word, what a sight. Monks all sat in rows in the temple, drums beating. The vibe, the energy, so positive, grooving almost. This is the last one before they close for the year. We are at the Gangte Monastery in the Pobjika Valley in the east. And this ritual is to ward off any negative energy or forces from the monks themselves going into the new year, but also the surrounding area and peoples. Can you imagine what this looks like? What it feels like? It truly is breathtaking. My senses are overwhelmed. Now it's time to head back into the van and to get a coffee. And believe it or not, Bhutan has some great coffee. So let's head to a cafe. This is Mountain Cafe, one of the first cafes in Bhutan to grow and roast its own coffee using beans from the country's southern foothills. It tastes so good. I'm at the Dolchada Pass. The Himalayas are in stunning views here, clear sky. Bhutan actually has the highest unclimbed mountain in the world. And I'm actually at the festival here. There's a festival going on today, which is one of Bhutan's most iconic things to see and do. I'm really excited for that. It's the Royal Military Festival. So I'm going to go up to that in a minute. But first, I'm going to take a look at the Himalayan range. And then I'm going to walk around, get some photos, get some videos. And God, stunning views this morning. My word.
There's the festival, which is around 2 to 3 minutes walk from here.
Yeah.
From this park. It was started back in the year of around 2011.
That was Ratu, one of the guides with me in Bhutan. So I'll carry on what he was saying. It was created in 2011 to honour His Majesty the Fourth King and to celebrate Bhutan's peace, stability and unity, particularly following the successful military operation that restored peace in southern Bhutan in the early 2000s. This is called the Druk Wangyal Festival and it mixes traditional Bhutanese culture and modern storytelling. There's going to be masked dancers, the Royal Bhutan Army, performers telling Bhutan's modern history, and vibrant costumes with plenty of music, I imagine. It is already quite busy. I cannot wait to see it in action. This is the Druk Wangyal Sichu Festival. Look at this. Wowzers, look at the colours. Himalayas in the background. Very busy, very popular. There's a lot of dancers going on. This defines culture. Oh, what a moment. So cool. This is a parade and a festival to commemorate the military. In 2003, there was some insurgency from India in the south. Which was crushed and stopped in 3 days from their army and military. Some of them did die, actually. But the fourth king, so now king's father, went to war with the army to sort that out. And that's why he started this festival to commemorate those guys who fought for the country. And here we are paying respects. That's so cool, isn't it? Lots of tourists here as well, checking out, which is good to see, paying respects. Of course, lots of locals as well. Go around? Yeah, possible? Yeah. Sure, sure. Okay, yeah. You can be here?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'll walk around. Can I go up here as well, to the left?
Yeah.
Yeah? Ah, I see. Yeah. That's cool. I can go around the right hand side.
So you can walk around there to that place? Okay. Ah, okay. Yes, agreed. Agreed. Yeah.
Colours, the flags, the dancers. It's been an awesome time so far. Look at that background, my word. What a cool event. You have to go to a festival in Bhutan, it's a must. So when you plan your trip, look at the calendar. There's plenty throughout the year. And I got lucky with this one with my timings. So I booked my flights first, then booked my trip. But there's more to come. Oh, loving the background, look at that. Oh. Speaker of the National Assembly. There he is, doing the rounds, some TV about. It's pretty cool, very popular. That's amazing.
So much colour, life, music, sounds. Very overwhelming, but what an awesome time. It has gone midday and we're all gasping for lunch. Now it's a drive to a cafe and I cannot wait to get stuck into some Bhutanese food.
Okay, the first one is known as a jangbule, the typical food from central part of Bhutan, sure. The place called Bumthang. This is a common red rice from Paro. This is a chicken pa and chili cheese, emadatsi, fried mushroom, steamed fried local fish, trout from the Paro River, and eggplant and mixed veggies.
Fantastic.
The last one is known as eje in our native language, the chili paste. Chilies mixed with onion, tomato, cheese, and coriander.
And I can't wait to get stuck in. As you heard there, a plethora of options for lunch. And every Bhutanese lunch, dinner, and also breakfast, there'll be 7 to 9 dishes to choose from. And it's not a la carte, it's bowls of food. Eat as much as you want, no rules. An absolute dream of a way to eat, and it tastes so good. I love a bit of spice with my food, and the Bhutanese love their spices too. If there is one dish you should try in Bhutan, it is emadatsi, which is chili cheese. It is so good, but be sure that you can handle the spice. But saying that, every dish has spice in it, but this dish is specifying in chili and cheese only. Trust me, it's good. Right, next stop is Chokki Traditional Art School, just behind me. Art is an interesting concept. I'm not very good at art, but I've got a music background, so I'm interested in art, especially like Buddhist art or Tibetan art. So that's an interest of mine, so we're gonna visit. I think I'm gonna get shown around, probably shown some art, might even get to try some, see what happens. And yeah, I love this sort of culture of a country. I think art is very important for a country. That does give you an insight into their culture and how they think about life and how they think about going about their day-to-day business. So, looking forward to it. The culture continues. Let's carry on. Chokki Traditional Art School. First up is to meet my guide and to light a candle for good faith, as well as hear some background behind the art school and where it is in Thimphu and Bhutan as a country.
Anyone?
Very important to get the background before we crack on with seeing the museum. Chokki Traditional Art School is a private non-profit art institution dedicated to preserving and promoting Bhutan's traditional arts and crafts while empowering underprivileged youth.
Oh, still going.
The school was founded in 1999 by the esteemed artist Dashu Chokki Dorji with the aim of giving disadvantaged children a chance to learn Bhutan's art traditions, especially those who couldn't access formal art education elsewhere in the country. It's the only private institution in Bhutan that provides free tuition, food, and lodging to students passionate about traditional arts. It's crucial that they receive funding from donations and the government to keep going. I can't wait to hear more.
From there, he want a resting peace for this scripture.
Yeah.
So he shot an arrow from there, so it was land behind this museum. And from there, so like a divine madman, he sprinkled like rice.
Yeah.
So from there, like stream water emerged. So this has many medicinal properties. We do still have this one. So people used to come here, so it have like many medicinal benefits.
Yes.
And he in like advised the people of this valley to build a tree stupa. You can see it there.
Yes.
So this also we have behind the
museum. Ah, okay.
So yeah, he advised to build a god of compassion, god of power, and god of wisdom. So if you build this tree stupa, so this valley will protect from the evils and there will be happiness.
Let's hope. So, my first activity was to fry some rice on a wok, and I had a bit of a crowd watching. I think they're impressed with my skills though.
And you have to shake.
Oh, okay.
It will bring all the things together.
Yes, yes. Okay, how does this work? Okay.
Yeah, like this.
Okay.
Wow, now you know.
I can cook.
Now you are qualified.
I also tried to make butter tea. Not easy. Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Shouldn't hit the bottom.
Down slow or harder?
Okay.
Down slow or
down slow.
Harder?
Down.
Down slow.
Up hard. This is difficult. Down slow, up hard. That's really difficult. That's the hardest thing so far.
I saw many demonstrations like hieroglyphics, woodwork, paintings, art. And now it's time for me to finish the visit with a bit of art myself. Some therapeutic colouring in on paper. Can you beat it? I'll check out the store to finish my visit, and I do plan to buy some masks. The Bhutanese masks are one of the things to buy in the country. A great souvenir, locally made, and no middleman in terms of the cost. All donations go towards the person who made it. What a great visit to Chokki Traditional Art School. Check the show notes for links if you want to see more of this amazing institution in Bhutan. Now it's time to finish a day with a hike and a walk to a sunset point. So it's back in the van to our next destination.
I'm done.
Done?
Yep.
The trails are well maintained. There's a slight breeze in the air, and it's not too much of an incline. The sun starts to set, and some great views over the valley. What a peaceful, majestic walk. And the sun starts to drop. And the temperature too. It's gone from 16, 15 degrees, and it's approaching zero at an alarming rate. On most trails in Bhutan, you'll find a little temple sitting on top of a hill. And this is no different. I love the sounds in the background, and I absolutely love the views in the distance. Dreamy. We hiked back to our hotel, which is on top of a hill, and it's evening views as the day turns from dusk to night, and the temples in the distance light up, as well as the houses surrounding them. The views of the valley of Bhutan mixed with temples in the hills and the lights and the natural light fading is absolutely what I dreamed of when I thought of going to Bhutan. You have to experience this once in your lifetime.
Now for another epic Bhutanese dinner.
White rice, then we have lentil soup here. So bleached chili and yak chunks. Yak meat chunks. We have juice ear, mushroom. We have chili paste. Then we have a dried fish. Then we have chicken nuggets, kind of.
Okay.
Then we have here again yak jerky, but it's crushed kind.
Yeah.
And here we have the famous imatatsi.
Yeah.
And we have like mixed vegetable.
Lovely.
So this is a good mix of vegetarian as well as non-veg with rice and lentil soup.
Amazing.
So it's for you to enjoy now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I will join you.
Okay. Cheers to the handsome man over here, James. James is the world's most handsome man.
I've never been called that before.
Not me. You.
No, no one's ever said that before. Thank you.
This trip to Bhutan was made possible with the tour company Breathe Bhutan. They truly are the best at what they do. They've made my trip as authentic as possible. I was absolutely delighted to join Kinley and his team for dinner in the evening. The people in Bhutan are some of the kindest and funniest people you'll meet, and they love to drink. These guys will ensure you have the best time in Bhutan and are well taken care of. My guides Ratu and Sonam were the most thoughtful, engaging, knowledgeable and fun people to be around for this trip. Alongside them was Parbati, who works for Breathe Bhutan, and God, our driver, who made it all possible. They enhanced the trip too. A huge thanks to Tourism Bhutan for aiding this trip. And if you want a classic day in Bhutan like this episode, covering temples, views, food, lamas, museums, coffee, local people and more, then be sure to book that trip now. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode for an immersive day in Bhutan. And don't forget to check out all the other Bhutan episodes on this series. I've created a playlist on Spotify and on Captivate, my hosting site for the podcast, so you should be able to collate them all together and listen to any one of them in a nice, easy place. Please leave a 5-star rating review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or any podcast app that you use. And if you write a review, be sure to say some nice words too. If you'd like to support the podcast or the production costs, you can head to buymeacoffee.com/wingin' it, and you can donate $5 to Wingin' It to keep this podcast going. Lastly, tell your friends about Bhutan's series, and this podcast in general. Hopefully they'll come in for some great content and stick around for more to come later in the year. I'll close out with Amma Om. When I stayed at a homestay, I asked her why people should visit Bhutan, and here is why you should visit.
There's a very important question. She says that yes, tourists should visit Bhutan. It has a very great impact for the society. First reason she stated is she's saying that Bhutan is a small country. Tourism has really benefited the country as a whole by providing job opportunities and source of income for the community as well as the country. She's saying that the tourism has even helped a smaller community of villagers to start their livelihood through tourism by hosting just like our homestay. So she says that tourism is a really great thing for Bhutan because it is some people's source of livelihood.
And that's it for this episode on Wingin' It. I hope you took something from this episode, whether it sparked a new idea, offered a different perspective, or simply let you feel part of the journey. If you enjoyed it, leaving a quick rating or review on your podcast app really helps the show reach new listeners. And if you know someone who might connect with this episode, share it by word of mouth or social media. It makes a huge difference. Head to voicescape.com for more amazing travel podcasts as well. And I'll see you in the next episode. Until then, keep winging it.
Hi, I'm Mike Siegel, and man, oh man, do I love talking about travel. You think I'd get enough of it, touring the world as a stand-up comedian, or just going off on my own personal adventures around the world? No, when I get home, I still have to talk about it. That's how much I love travel. So every week I sit down with a friend, a travel expert, influencer, expat, or anyone from any walk of life who shares my passion for travel. So if you want to hear a fun, casual, off-the-cuff chat about travel from people who love it, listen to the Travel Tales podcast with me, Mike Siegel, wherever you get your podcasts.
Quick question. Do you want travel tips from people who have actually been there? Our show is co-hosted by Tim Johnson, an award-winning travel journalist who's been to more than 145 countries around the world. And I'm David Brody, the other co-host who's been travel podcasting for 20 years while traveling to 50-plus countries around the world.
In about 10 or 20 minutes per show, we break down a destination with the kind of insight you usually only get from long guidebooks or hours of research.
So if you want expert advice, zero fluff, and travel inspiration that you can actually use, search for Travel in 10 wherever you listen to podcasts, or you can also find us at voyescape.com.